Crime content enthusiasts, tap in. I have to tell you about June's Journey, the captivating hidden object mystery game that'll transport you back to the glamour of the 1920s. Step into the shoes of June Parker, a daring young detective on a quest to uncover scandalous family secrets and solve the mysterious murder of her sister. With each scene explored, you'll unravel a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles, leading you closer to the truth. Engage your sense of observation as you scour through the beautifully detailed scenes from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris in search of hidden clues and mind-teasing mysteries. But June's Journey isn't just about solving crimes. It's about escaping reality and immersing yourself in a world of mystery, danger, and romance. Customize your very own luxurious estate island. Decorate it to your heart's content and join a detective club to chat and play with other players. My personal favorite time to play June's Journey is when I'm waiting for my daughter after school in the carpool line. It's my little slice of me time on the weekdays. Although I love a good mystery, my favorite part of the game is being able to play with others. If you're craving a good mystery, looking for an escape, or some me time, why not travel back in time to the glamorous 1920s and channel your inner detective? Dive into June's captivating quest today and see if you can crack the case. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Hey everyone, it's Jamie. I want to tell you about a new true crime miniseries from Wondery and Campside Media. It's called Suspect, and I think you're going to be hooked on it like I am. In October of 2008, people who lived at the Redmond apartment complex were having a huge Halloween party. A bunch of people were in costume, dancing, drinking, and having a great time. Then, the party died down a bit, and that's when one of the party hosts ended up dead. What lay ahead was an extremely difficult investigation, partly because partygoers had hazy recollections, and mostly everyone was in costume. Eventually, investigators landed on a suspect, and his story would change multiple times. What's more, his DNA was found at the crime scene. The primary suspect was pulled in for questioning, and just when detectives believed they were about to get a confession, it didn't happen. Eventually, police shifted their attention to a different suspect, one whose DNA was also found at the crime scene. This guy had a criminal record, and he also happened to be the only black man at the party. In the beginning, Suspect seems to be an intriguing whodunit, but it shifts into a tale about mislaid justice, cutting-edge forensic science, race, and policing. Suspect highlights the heavy decisions cops and prosecutors have to make every day. And these decisions that change lives forever can rarely be reversed. You're about to hear a preview of Suspect. While you're listening, make sure to follow Suspect on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can binge all 9 episodes early and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or on the Wondery app. Enjoy this preview of Suspect.
Campside Media.
At the time of the Halloween party in 2008, Jay was in his 30s, a successful programmer. He lived in the Seattle area, but he kept in touch with a lot of friends back home, including Dr. Janaga, whose daughter had moved down the road from Jay to an apartment complex in Redmond.
Very beautiful girl and very brainy. And above all, she's very caring.
I noticed that you speak about her in the present tense.
Yes. Yeah.
3 days after the costume party at the Valley View, Jay woke up, walked downstairs, checked his phone. He saw a bunch of missed calls from Arpana's dad. He called Dr. Janaga back immediately, and he could hear his friend was in a bad place. There was no sign of Arpana. She wasn't answering her phone. Her friends, Shree and Lalitha, couldn't get in touch with her either. Jay hung up and tried Arpana himself. Nothing.
I called him back and saying that it's going to Icemail. And what do you want me to do? And he said, can you go and check on her?
Jay had been to Arpana's place once before, but all he remembered was that you had to walk up a set of stairs to the top floor.
To be honest, I don't even know that unit number. So that's why I took the steps. Then I was knocking on the wrong door. I knocked for almost like 30, 40 seconds. No one was there. Then I waited. Then again knocked. No one was replied. That's where I saw the gentleman. I don't even know who he is.
The guy Jay saw coming towards him was in his mid-20s, with a goatee and sideburns, average build and height. It was Cameron Johnson, Arpana's next-door neighbor.
And I asked him, do you know this girl? He said, yeah, I know. So I asked him, like, where she lives. By then, me and Cameron, we both were standing just in front of that apartment.
Jay pushed gently on the door, and a bolt fell off. Someone seemed to have bashed it in. The lock was broken, and there were splinters all around the jamb.
Then I turned to Cameron. I asked, like, hey, looks like somebody broke her apartment. What the hell is going on, right? So can you come and help me out? And he said, okay. Then we both went inside apartment. I was yelling at her, basically.
Jay was yelling, calling for Arpana, but no one was answering. The two men crossed the threshold of the apartment. Jay noticed Arpana's motorcycle helmet was on the counter, which to him, at least, was notable. She wouldn't have ridden her bike anywhere without a helmet. She was too careful for that. So he speculated that either her bike, which had not been in the parking lot, was in the shop, or Arpana was still in the apartment. He headed down a short hallway towards the bedroom. That's when he saw a figure lying on the floor next to the bed. I've spent the past 2 years talking to everyone involved in the investigation into the murder of Arpana Janaga, the cops.
Is somebody lying to conceal something that they didn't want to tell us?
The lawyers.
We get the police's version of events, and then we usually get their criminal history. But if those were the only facts, everyone would be guilty.
And the man ultimately charged with her murder.
They say things to scare you and be like, you need to just take this deal, or we're going to give you 100 years. It's bully tactics, man.
Follow Suspect on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or you can binge all 9 episodes ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Paige. We're the hosts of The Murder Diaries.
We're a weekly victim-centered true crime podcast. Our goal is to always keep the victim's name and light alive in our coverage of missing, unsolved, and suspicious death cases.
New episodes are available every Thursday. Listen to The Murder Diaries wherever you get your podcasts.